Hey everybody, we're back with another version of Flock and Gather. It is your only 18-minute podcast of the spa and wellness industry. I was going to say we have an old friend on the line, but she's way younger than I am, even though we've both been in the business about 30 years. Mindy Terry, how are you, my friend? It's good to see you again.
I am great, Alan. It's good to see you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
For those, and I know there are a lot of people who know Mindy Terry. She has traveled and worked across the globe. But Mindy, you're in where? Hilton Head now, or I can't remember.
I am currently in Hilton Head, but you know, I never stay at any place long. I say I live out of the city. So who knows how much longer I'll be here.
That's because you like dragging the kids around. Actually, well, you and I talked a little bit about this, but my parents traveled a lot, put the travel bug in the four kids. All four of us have pretty much circumnavigated the globe in some form or another. I've always, Mindy, been a believer that travel makes you grow up in a different fashion, right?
Absolutely. I say that travel is the best teacher. And my older boys, I have a 20 and a 20, almost 23-year-old, they spent a lot of time overseas when I was overseas. I was overseas for about 5 years, various places, working on various wellness projects. And they got to spend all of their summers with me. And it's had a huge impact on their life and how they approach the world. They're in their young 20s and they are not afraid of anything because they've been out and they've seen, they haven't learned the world from the TV couch. They've learned it in real life.
Mindy, would you say that self-confidence is one of the greater attributes they picked up traveling with you and being overseas at a young age?
Absolutely. Self-confidence, but also I think what they've learned firsthand is that people everywhere are good and kind. And what you see on the media shows this 1%. And they've also learned that you don't have to speak another language to communicate. You know, they've had friends in Russian friends, Thai friends, Israeli friends, and the world is really a very good place. And so they are not afraid to go out and explore it. They're not afraid to talk to people. They're not afraid to ask for things that they need. And, you know, it's made a huge difference.
They are both, where are your 20 and 23-year-old? Where do they live?
So my 23-year-old is in Salt Lake City. He is in politics, actually. Yeah. He works for an NGO. And he lobbies for human rights and various things. And then my 20-year-old is just headed out to Chicago for the summer. He's going to do a summer sales program selling solar energy.
So it's funny you mentioned both of those professions. Okay, the one in politics, he'll always feed himself because there always seems to be jobs in politics. And as my dad, may he rest in peace, sort of said, the one going into sales, you'll never have him back on your payroll. The kids will feed themselves, right? You know.
Well, you know, I told my older boys and my younger son as well. I'm like, there's a few things that are really critical to learn in life and learn at school. The first, I think, that's applicable in any business is you need to learn how to do your homework, do your research, and meet a deadline. You need to know how to publicly speak, and you need to know how to write really well, good written communication. And if you can do that and you have great people skills, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I agree with all that stuff. Mindy, you have 30 odd years in the spa channel. Can you give our listeners a short history of how you started at 6 years old making products?
Well, you know, if we start at six, then I have 44 years.
You roll. Okay, go.
Yeah. But I just had a very young age an interest in beauty. So I would babysit and earn babysitting money and concoct products in my sink and my bathroom shower. They didn't all work out well. We had some fried egg in the hair and different things like that. But that was a lot of fun. High school, I would do people's hair and makeup in the bathrooms in between classes, including my teachers. When I was in high school, I got my master cosmetology degree, hair, makeup, nails, by the time I graduated, I had that. And then I went to college thinking I'd cut my way through college, cut hair to get through college. And I actually quit college after a couple of months and ultimately ended up, my first job in the industry was actually in sales for Phytomer. And then selling seaweed, yeah, for Phytomer to the Southwest region. I covered 6 states. I then became a spa director, opened at the time one of the largest spas in the country. I was 25 and did Aqua
Which one?
Sulis of 30,000 square feet in Las Vegas. It's a JW Marriott now. And then I retired to have kids, and Regent Hotels, we were flying the Regent flag back then for the property. After about a year, they contacted me. It was when the big boom happened, and they said, hey, what you did was amazing in Las Vegas. Can you help us create some spa standards for our company? So that's how I opened my consulting business. I didn't really plan to open a consulting business. I had to come up with a name so that they could send me a check. And then, you know, the rest is history. I've just been consulting since 2000 and all over the place.
So that's a great history, by the way. And I know our listeners can't see you, but you might be 50 going on about 38 or 40. So I'm going to cut you about 10 years worth of slack. So whatever you were making in your sink at 6 years old has worked out brilliantly for you. Kudos.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mindy, I just want to tell our listeners, if somebody wants to reach out to you, it's your email, right? Mindy A. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y @gmail. That's the one, correct?
Correct. Correct. We dropped a website back in 2015. And yeah, but now that's the easiest way.
Good. Okay. Mindy A. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y @gmail.com. That's how you can reach out to Mindy. Because I know a lot of people remember you as Creative Spa Concepts, but today it's Mindy A. Terry @gmail. We got it. Okay.
Well, I mean, I still, it's Creative Spa Concepts, but we've really moved away from the term spa, and I do so much more. I work with hospitals and yoga centers. Yep. So it's my legal entity, but.
Yeah. Do you know, it's ironic you say that, because even someone said to me the other day when I said spa and wellness business, and they go, God, we've moved so far even past wellness, haven't we? Because everything that's going on today is about encompassing, I'm going to call it life health. It just popped into my head, but that seems to me to be kind of where we're going. Like, you need to be healthy in your life or all bets are off. Would you agree?
Absolutely. 100%. You know, for me, this has not just been a career, but it is really my way of living. When I'm not working on projects, or when my kids were younger and I wasn't necessarily flying around and working on projects, I was doing meditation courses and yoga teacher training and infant massage training and all of these things. You know, I don't just put this in places, I live it, and it really does improve the quality of life. And absolutely, I think it does slow the aging process, you know, without a doubt.
You and I spoke about the old 80-hour work week, and I will say I'm guilty as charged, because I had worked plenty of those weeks too, where I think, wait, I had to remember there's 168 hours in the week, and I'm pretty sure I worked just about that many hours a week. Okay, I did sleep in there somewhere. But right, you remember where, like when I ran New Life Systems and we were doing catalogs, there were a few nights I clearly remember where I kind of popped awake and realized, oh, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and I was burning the midnight candle. I fell asleep at the desk. You know,
absolutely.
Nobody should be there anymore.
No, and quite frankly, I did that up until about 2010. I had a lot of consultants working for me. This was before I left the States and went to Asia. Yep. I did the same thing, and it was easy for me to do because I love the work that I do. It feels like playing sometimes. So it wasn't hard. But once I went over to Asia and I started to slow my life down a little bit and take fewer projects, am I making less money? Yes, but my quality of life is significantly better. So I've been doing it now, 13 years? And that's in part why I don't have a website. I turn down more projects than I take because I want this quality of life and I want the flexibility to move and explore and travel and be inspired and do all those things that time.
I'm headed to the, well, by the time people hear this podcast, I'll be done, but I'm going to the Massage Envy National Conference. It's in Nashville this year. I'm doing some breakout sessions with the team there, but this, I am familiar with, when you talk to like franchisees and others in our industry, even sometimes managers at the top of the food chain, there doesn't seem to be any difference between work and life or life and work. Like everything has blended together. But what's unusual in our industry is people don't always talk about it negatively, right? Like for me, I've got a sauna bed at home. I've got a steam shower. We have a pool out back. Like I like everything about being in our spa and wellness channel. So sometimes it's like we might call it working those extra hours. I mean, my hair is short for hereditary reasons. I didn't pull it out. But I've loved being in our business. 35 years now doesn't feel like I've worked a lot. And that's kind of what you're referring to, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, I completely agree. And, you know, last year for me is a great example of this. I worked on a few projects that I didn't generate as much capital as I typically would have. But when I looked back at the year, I got to spend a couple of months in Dominican Republic, a month in Costa Rica, a month in Mexico. I met amazing people. And while the bank account wasn't as full as I was maybe used to it being, I had a really amazing, abundant life. And I worked hard. I worked my tail off. But I had so much fun. It was kind of equal parts, felt equal parts resort guest and work. And, you know, that's one of the best things about our industry.
I think. Love that. All right. I got my listeners. We are talking with Mindy Terry today. She is a world-renowned consultant in our industry. You should feel free to reach out to her at Mindy A, that's the letter A, Mindy A Terry, T-E-R-R-Y at gmail.com. She will love to hear from you. Mindy, a couple quick things.
Yes.
Favorite likes as a consultant?
That's pretty broad. What do you mean by that?
Well, what being a consultant, you get, obviously travel would fall into that category, yes. But what are the other things you love about being a consultant?
Oh, this one is so easy. Because I do a lot of international work, I get to meet so many amazing people and experience so many cultures, and I get to see it more from a traveler perspective as opposed to a tourist perspective. I really get, I go in people's homes and eat the local food. It's amazing.
Okay, so that's travel, people, culture.
Yes.
Asia life, you said, made you slow down. Give me a few examples of that, please.
Well, I lived in Koh Samui, Thailand. I lived in Delhi, India for a bit. And I also lived in Malaysia. Part of that time I was in Kuwait as well. And, you know, all of these countries are less focused on materialism. It's less about acquiring things and it's more about having experiences. And that time helped me to liberate myself from the things owning me attitude that I had picked up living in the U.S. So life just became simple.
I want to comment on that because we all love things, right? Although people confuse, I believe, when they said, God, I want one of those. The want and the need are two very, very different sides of the same coin. You might want it. You don't need it, right? In fact, yeah. I have a friend in our business, Leo Tonk, and he runs Salt Chamber, right? And Salt Therapy.
Yeah.
Leo's absolutely great. Leo has an expression. Oh, he's going to kill me for saying this, but the woman who lives with him, who's his wife, and she'll want a new bag or a new this or a new that, as we all do. Men have their wants. I want a new golf bag full of stuff, right? But Leo has an expression. He says, want what you have. Think about that for a minute. Want what you have. Because your house is filled with stuff. In fact, I heard yesterday, Kevin O'Leary, the guy from Shark Tank, you know, he's been uber successful, right? Multi-billionaire, blah, 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 blah. He says one of the first things, when people say, you know, I'm in debt, I can't pay my credit card. First thing he does is say, look at your closet. How many pair of jeans, shoes, t-shirts, sweater? None of us need all of that stuff that we have, but the want part got a hold of us. And you're saying you overcame that and it became an awareness issue in Asia, right? That you kind of understood what that was.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I think, too, everybody has their own version of joy to vive, you know, the joy of living. And for me, it is travel. So, for example, right now, I'm currently living in a 1,000-square-foot condo. It's very inexpensive. I don't want to own anything because I want to get up and travel and go anywhere I want to go. But in the last 12 months, I've spent probably 4.5 months out of the country and been in 6 different countries. And that's where I spend my dollars as opposed to having the next handbag. So you have to decide. For me, it's travel. For other people, it's a golf bag or a handbag, but I'm about experiences versus stuff.
By the way, I said I want the golf bag. I don't need the golf bag, nor have I purchased it. So when Kathy and I, during COVID, a lot of our friends know, and my industry friends know, that we moved to Cave Creek, Arizona. So I'm way north Phoenix, up near the boulders. I absolutely love it here. But the best part is we sold the home in California. We sold the home in Minneapolis. We mostly gave away all the furniture, all the to-go-its. We only took what we needed to live in this house. And then you know what happens after you move in the house? In the next month after you move in, you start shuffling things out to the Goodwill because you realize you actually hung on to stuff you don't need. And it's been a therapeutic cleaning process, getting rid of shelves of books and closets of clothes. And my living is a little more austere now. And honestly, Mindy, it's cathartic. I like it. I like the simple life.
I agree. Everything I own, I left a 6,400 square foot house with 150 pairs of shoes and 3 cars when I went to Asia. And everything I own now fits in the back of my Land Rover and 3 suitcases. And it's too much. I actually am like, okay, I gotta weed some stuff out because I want to be able to pick up and leave at a moment's notice. And if I stay in, you know, the Middle East for 6 months doing some work, I have the ability to do that because I'm not heavy laden with all this stuff I have to take care of.
I love it. Mindy, what would you say? This is very esoteric. I have 2 questions left when I ask you this, but this process of not owning and living, I'm going to say a little thinner and a little cleaner, how does that translate in your consulting business when you do projects, renovations, or new projects? What kind of, other than gathering from the owners what they want, but what's the Mindy Terry sauce? That's what I'm asking, that you put into it.
Well, you know, I think I'll tell you what my clients tell me. I bring a perspective because I have traveled and seen so many things. I'm able to have a wide net of inspiration to draw from. And I see a lot of best practices all over the world. So I can get extremely creative, not only with ideas, but solutions for them. And then I also understand, you know, different cultures, not just managing different cultures, but different cultures have different behaviors when they visit spas. For example, the way I day spa is different than the way I resort spa, and the way a German does that is also different too. And I've been exposed to a lot of those things, so I can really look at their target demographics. I can look at their region. I can really intelligently create programming that's going to be the most profitable for them because I understand so much of this worldview as opposed to just what we see in the U.S.
It's a great answer. I love the inspiration, creativity, solutions. It covers a lot of ground. Okay, my last question today anyways, because we'll do this again. I want to know, can you give, there's a lot of new younger people in our industry in their 20s and 30s who are coming up, and I think, as the old dogs, it's our job to make sure that we're training them and giving them some of the intellectual property you and I have earned over our combined 65 years of being in this industry. Yes. So just one or two things you would pass on to our young listeners today who have found out they love this and want to make it a living in this industry.
This is easy for me. Top two is don't be afraid to jump into a position that you're not qualified to do. That's how I had tremendous growth in my own career. I see a lot of people that will stay in a job comfortably for 20, 30 plus years before they decide to make the move. You know, you can figure it out. Like if jump in, try something new. The second thing in our industry is, I think, so important. Resources, your resources are your most valuable asset. Your relationships in our industry are your most valuable asset. You're never going to have all the answers, but somebody in your network will. So always consider, you know, be respectful, be kind to people, call them back. Even if you don't need something today, you might need something tomorrow or 2 months from now. Build those relationships. They always come in handy.
Mindy Terry, I love talking to you. I always learn a lot when we chat, and I know we kind of reconnected again at Global, and it was so much fun, and I'm glad we're on this path together. People, please reach out to Mindy. She just talked about resources, and damn it, she is one of the best resources ever. So anything you're doing related to spa, wellness, our industry, she'd love to hear from you. She is at Mindy A. Terry, that's all one word, Mindy, the letter A, Terry at gmail.com. Mindy, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and I can't wait to do it again.
Thank you, Alan. It was a pleasure as always.
And friends, please be kind to one another.